Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Shout out to Sarah, our equestrian area leader at Enchanted Hills Camp, for leading us in such a great time. And now, your host, Maceo.
Here we are in the podcast tent, getting ready to kick off another 20-question interview with a camper. This is actually a take two. I made a mistake somehow and lost the first one we did, but luckily we are still here with the youth session, and I was able to grab this camper again and try it all over, make it right. Here we go. Who are you? Take two. What are you doing here? How long have you been here? How old are you, and where are you from?
Okay. Wow. Rapid fire there. My name is Haley. I am 13. I'm going to be 14 this Sunday. This is my sixth year at EHC, and I love it here. And this is Thursday, so I've been here, 4 days.
4 days it is. Okay. Haley, you podcasted last year with Annalisa about horses. You're a returning podcaster. What is your favorite daytime EHC activity?
My favorite daytime EHC activity is everything.
There it is.
I like the pool because it's nice and refreshing because you can get cooled off. I really, really enjoy horseback riding because I don't get to do it that often, and it's a lot of fun. I just enjoy everything.
That is excellent. You talked horses last year. Is that your favorite animal?
Dogs and horses are, yeah.
That's right. Okay. So what is your favorite EHC meal?
My favorite EHC meal is actually shepherd's pie. But last year, I was looking forward to it all week, and then they didn't have it. So I'm hoping they have it again this year. Because they had it every year up until last year.
And you totally remember that shepherd's pie. It made a memorable mark on your taste buds, and you wanted it again, and they didn't make it.
Yeah.
I have to find out from the kitchen if they're making it this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should do that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What is your favorite EHC nighttime activity?
I like all of them. I especially like movie night and the talent show, because all we have to do is sit there, which is kind of nice after a long day.
Long day of activities, you just like the chill out activities, yeah?
Yeah, although it is kind of hard to stay awake sometimes.
Yeah. Getting sleepy? We were just up in the Hogan taking a nap pretty much, weren't we?
Yep.
All right, so let's learn about Haley. Let's see. I got a bunch of questions for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
I like all fast food.
What is your favorite chocolate candy?
Oh, that's hard. I think I actually like Reese's Pieces a lot because I like chocolate peanut butter. But I like all chocolate candies.
What is your favorite chewy candy?
I'm not as into chewy candies, but they're okay. I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily have a favorite.
Your favorite ice cream?
Okay, I really like ice cream with crunchy things in it.
Me too. I like the more stuff in the ice cream, the more I like it.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, can I get, like, ice cream with, like, the top? Can I, like, customize my ice cream?
Yeah, I like stuff in my ice cream, too. I'm the same way. I like Rocky Road for that reason. I always get Rocky Road. Okay, how about we did favorite fast food, didn't we?
Yes.
Did we did that. Okay. Have you had sushi before?
Yes, I love sushi.
Okay. Have you had Indian food before?
Yes.
Do you like to go to a steakhouse now and again?
No.
Nah. Okay. That's a good answer. Domino's or Pizza Hut?
German pizza.
What is German pizza?
It's square, it's thinner than thin crust, it's delicious, it's for dinner and dessert, and it's in Europe outside the U.S.
I'm going to check that out. I'm going to see if there's a place somewhere around here, anywhere, that serves German pizza. I'm going to look it up.
I challenge you to do so.
I will. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out. Okay, so do you have a favorite TV show?
I really like the TV show Steven Universe, but I like a lot of shows.
Do you have a favorite movie?
I really like Memento and Inception.
Those are some deep movies.
Yeah, I really like the way they're made. I like it because...
So you like that director. Because yeah. It's the same director, Chris Nolan there. You like him.
Because I like that it's not like straightforward. There's a bit of analysis and it's like...
There's some thinking involved.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like Memento is told backwards and also forward simultaneously.
It's a fantastic conceptual movie. I was woken up out of a deep sleep to watch that movie when it first came out. Dude, you got to wake up and watch this. What's going on? What's going on?
I bet you weren't too happy about that one.
No, well, I started watching it and I was like, what is going on? I was so confused for a little while. But then once we got to the end, I realized why he woke me up. You know what I'm saying, San?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Star Wars or Star Trek?
I actually haven't watched Star Trek, so Star Wars.
Okay. All right.
I want to watch Star Trek, though. Star Trek is very sciencey.
That's the difference. Star Wars is political, and Star Trek is science. It's exploring.
Yeah, if you want to make Star Wars scientific, turn off the sound when they're fighting in space.
There you go. It'll be real then, wouldn't it? Okay,
yeah.
So you got a favorite song?
I like a lot of songs. I like all music, but, well, pretty much. And I really like the soundtrack from Hamilton and Steven Universe.
Okay, can you sing me a little something from Hamilton? Just give me something, a little couple lines. Sing me something.
Okay. Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart.
Beautiful. Nice, thank you. That was pretty good.
That's from Dear Theodosia.
On the Hamilton soundtrack. Check it out, folks. You heard it here. Everything EHC with our camper, Haley. Let's see. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Dark blue, light blue?
Dark blue.
Okay. What's your favorite number?
6 and 2.
If you could go anywhere in the world right now, all expenses included, where are you going to go?
Home.
Mm-hmm. if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I think it actually... That's hard. I think it'd actually be to fly. Although a funny one would be to be able to give my right hand to other people and be like, hey, here's a hand. Oh, wait, it's not actually helpful to you guys. It'll just slow you down.
Oh, look at you having the jokes. You want to explain why that's funny?
So I have cerebral palsy along my right side. So
it's
my
not
right.
Funny, though.
I know, but, like, my right hand has a mind of its own, so it goes kind of crazy. So, like, if someone didn't know really what to do with it, like, they'd just be like, I'd just, like, stop a villain if I gave it to them. My right hand would
so
be, like, scratching them.
Let me
them.
Give you a hand, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, you are the superhero, the right hand. There you go, folks. That's so funny. You have a very, very good sense of humor.
Thank you.
Good outlook on life to be able to joke like that. Nice job, Haley. All right. So let's get down here to some other questions. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your extra time?
Oh, if I didn't have to sleep, I'd probably still want to sleep.
Oh, that's a good answer. Nice. I like that.
Because, I mean, I like dreaming, and sleeping is just restful. It'd be like, I mean, even if I didn't get tired, it must be, like, tedious just to stay awake for, like...
All that time?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd probably get bored.
Although I'd probably want to, like, look around at people sometimes.
Yeah, like, people watch.
Like, and do things, like, by myself. Like, have things to myself.
Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying. Like, the time when nobody's out and about, you would take advantage of that to have those times for yourself?
Yeah, I'd just be, like, walking around.
Walmart?
Doing things.
24-hour Walmart? I would shop at 1 o'clock in the morning if I didn't have to sleep. That's what I would do. Okay, so who has your back, Haley?
Everyone.
Everyone, yeah. Let's see. I got a hard question here for you before we finish up. Did I forget anything? Did we cover? We did everything except for the hard question.
I think we did all right.
Yeah. Take two.
Yeah.
All right. So, thanks for being a good sport on that. I'd rather have it happen to you than someone who wasn't a good sport about it. If you get what I'm saying, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Technology is a fickle beast, my friends.
The story of my life.
I'm thankful that, again, that she was still here and we were able to redo the podcast, the missing podcast. So that's what happened there. Again, it's a beautiful afternoon. It's starting to get a little warmer, but I see some clouds in the sky. And we're sitting here in the podcast tent. And I'm going to ask Haley one last hard question here before we're done. And that question is, okay, I'm going to do two hard questions for you, okay?
Okay.
So the first one is, what would you rate 10 out of 10?
EHC.
Oh, well, that was easy enough. EHC, you compare all great things to the greatness of EHC, don't you? That's your 10 out of 10.
I love EHC. And for a for a while after coming home, everything looks dull.
I know what you're saying. Takes a while to come back to real life, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's your final hard question for Haley. What do you want all sighted people to know?
I want all sighted people to know what the Grand Arc means. The Grand Arc is this signal that where a cane will move in a big arc, sort of like a rainbow. So it will move from one side to the other and like back again sometimes,
yep.
Usually. So it's called the Grand Arc or what was the other name?
Yeah, they said it was something.
Extra Arcs, was that one?
Extra Arcs, that might be it.
Yeah, I think so.
If it isn't, I'll correct that in another podcast. But yes, we'll make sure that that's the right information.
Okay, thanks. So I want all sighted people to know that is the person, the visually impaired person saying, "I'm gonna cross now, so don't hit me, please."
So you sighted people, when you're in your cars and you're driving and you see a person with a cane, and they make the Grand Arc, that means they're going into the street. Haley is absolutely right and 100%. And thank you for educating all of those people out there who don't know what that signal means.
Yeah, because when my parents told me that people didn't learn that in driver's ed, I was like, uh-oh, that's a safety hazard.
That is a strange thing that they don't teach and that they should teach in driver's ed. That's really interesting.
I think O&M instructors and driver's ed instructors need to coordinate on that.
Yeah, they need to figure something out on that. Okay, so that's an excellent answer. Probably one of the better answers I've gotten. Maybe even the best. It comes down to this first ever on air store coupon goes to Haley for such a great tidbit of information for all you folks out there. We give out store coupons for the people who are exceptional here, who do awesome things. Haley, that is awesome what you just told us. Go get yourself something good from the store on me, because that's what we're trying to do, is get our listeners to know what is going on with the visually impaired community and the blind community by doing this Everything EHC podcast. So you just added a ton of information for us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
Good.
And thank you. Gracias. Merci. Spasiba.
Oh, nice. Nice. And we hope to have you back again next year. EHC loves you. You know that, right?
Yeah, I love them.
Okay, good. All right. That's our camper, Haley. Thanks again for your patience and understanding and your honest and candid answers. Maceo signing off. We got plenty more to go. I'm going to go grab another youth right now, another fine young camper here too. Podcast is what we're doing here. Over and out.